Scent of Fear, written by Tony Park and read by John Vose. I hate cats. Don't worry if you're a cat person, I'll win you over. I tend to grow on people. Sure, I have my faults, I'm messy, my farts stink, and my best friend says that all I think about is eating and chasing tail. And work. I love my job. I'm good at it, which is why I'm alive and still working today. My idea of hell is to be cooped up indoors somewhere or unemployed. It's cool if you like to have your nails done, your hair fixed, to get a new outfit or a new toy every week. If that's your thing, that's okay. But it's not mine. While I like my job, I like my sleep even better. So I was annoyed at being woken by the cat. I was having a dream, and it was a good one. I was chasing pussy. I like that as well. Did I tell you I went to war? You want to know the truth? I liked it. It's not for everyone. Not for those who need gourmet food, a comfy bed, endless amusement. Not for the ones who need to be carried through life or adorned with jewels or taken to the doctor at the drop of a hat for a checkup. But it's not all fun. War is crazy, mad and bad. I lost a couple of friends and that was sad. I howled. I got hit, took some homemade shrapnel from an IED, an improvised explosive device, they call it. Me, I call it a big fucking bang, worse than any firework you could ever imagine. That's another downside of war. Too many bangs. But on the whole, the chow was good, the work was fun, and I made some great friends. Buddies for life, in fact. And that's how I ended up back home in South Africa. I knew Africa as soon as I came back. One time, when I was on a helicopter, I hate them too, by the way, I thought about grass. Not marijuana, though there was plenty of that in Afghanistan. I can sniff that shit out half a mile away. But the kind you roll in and like to feel under your feet. I was so damn used to walking on rocks and dirt and sand and through mud and crap and ice-cold rivers that I almost forgot what it was like to walk on grass.